Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is our flagship, which is just this month, 10 years old. And we're very proud of it. And we have a lot of great resources there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I hope you'll use them to your advantage, including articles and archives of past shows, and our Brain Trust members are there. You can listen to the show a number of different ways, including the ability to podcast if you want. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, check out our blog while you're there. Lots of resources there. And, of course, don't forget to check out askjim.biz. That's our knowledge base where you can get small business answers right now. Let me introduce you to our
small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
And Jan Torini is in California. Hi, Jan.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. We're here with Dana. Say hi to Dana.
Hey, Dana. How's it going?
Hi, Jan.
It's the opening. Oh, it's the opening.
It is. Yeah, it is. Everybody's enjoying themselves here.
Having a good time out here. Jan, one of the things I've been saying for a long time is that the two areas that small business owners have the small business owners need to be more professional in and become better at is in marketing and human resources.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all the other things that they have to do to be successful in small business, they those things are more intuitive. Marketing and human resources are not as intuitive, and especially human resources, you would think it would be intuitive, but being a human being and knowing human beings is different from hiring and working with them effectively, isn't it, Jen?
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. I think that, you know, we call it human resources. It's a resource, and it's one of the most costly resources and cost to an organization and a company of any size. And it's the most critical area for success that, you know, any business owner really, if they have even one employee, it just shows they can't do everything. And so really paying attention to the talent that they bring on and keep on at their organization is really critical. You're absolutely right. And, you know, most of the time a small business owner, like all of us, is doing exactly what we need to do to be successful in our business, but we sometimes forget how important it is to have the right people next to you working with you, contributing to the success of your organization.
Well, and Dana, the thing about small businesses, we have some compounding issues because we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. So we have to make sure we hire the best people possible who can actually wear multiple hats, but yet we're not really all that good at it. So it's a compounding effect, isn't it?
It is. You know, most small business owners, they don't go into business for managing people.
To be an HR.
That's it. They're innovators. They're entrepreneurs. They're going into business because they have something that the market really needs. And as a default, because you have to operate that business, you have these resources and these people who are your most valuable asset.
Right.
So it's very important for small businesses to focus on those. Really, the companies that are going to excel and exceed are those that know that employees are their assets.
Well, and that's exactly right. And Jan, the you know, we always say that our most important member of our business are our customers, but those customers are only stay our customers if we handle them well, if we treat them well, if we serve them well. And this is where I think small businesses break down sometimes, is they assume that their employees are doing the right thing with their customers, even though maybe they haven't trained them very well.
Right, right. In fact, you know, there was a recent Gallup poll that said that only 29% of the U.S. workforce is engaged, 55% is not engaged, and 16% is actively disengaged.
That's a scary number. We've covered that statistic on the show a number of times over the last few months, and if that doesn't jolt business owners into reality, I don't know what it takes.
Well, you know, and I think one of the things that I always talk about is, you know, something simple like a performance review. You know, basically, highly motivated people need feedback. To keep people engaged, you need to keep on telling them how they're doing, and you need to keep on helping them understand where they fit into the organization and how important they are to the organization. So performance management, for instance, which is a very simple thing to do, sometimes a little challenging without some tools to do it, but, you know, performance management is one of those areas that really helps to motivate those highly motivated people. They really do need that feedback, Jim. You're absolutely right.
Well, one of the things, Dana, that I'm excited about across the board for small business are the tools that are being developed for small business. There are modules for training. We have the accounting packages that are designed for small business. There's so many online resources, Jan, that are out there that people can use for lots of different aspects of their business, including human resources. And I know you guys have the HR tools that you're involved in, and this is basically. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Dana, but it's basically an HR department in a box.
You know, basically that is. You know, every business, no matter of what size they need some tools to help them actually apply HR in their organization. So these tools really help attract and retain the right employees.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Dana Atterbury, Director of HR Tools, and Jan Torini, HR Tools Product Manager, both my friends. Right after these messages, we're going to talk a little bit about how to become more professional in the area of human resources. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I want to dance the game. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with my friends and your new friends, Dana Atterbury, Director of HR Tools, and Jan Torini, Product Manager for HR Tools. That's HR Tools as in Human Resources Tools. And Jan, we're talking about this product, and folks, as you know, part of my job as a small business advocate is to tell you about resources that are available, primarily so that you'll know that these things exist and that you can use the one that we talk about on the show as a place to start. Now, there are other resources out there, Jan and Dana, that are similar to your products. So there are other things out there, folks. Take a look at all of them. Find the one that you like that's the best. What we're doing right now is just explaining to you what some of the capability is that's out there. Now, Jan, as far as HR tools is concerned, you talked earlier about some of the different HR elements, some of the different HR tasks that have to be done. How do you put that in a box?
Well, you know, what we do is we provide, and again, I'm going to talk about that it isn't just about our product, it's about these processes in human resources, how important they are, performance management and performance reviews, job descriptions, articulating clearly, who do you need in that chair, and what kinds of skills and what kinds of competencies should they demonstrate so that you make sure you hire the right person and that you're able to manage the expectations of them with a clear, concise job description. So performance reviews, job descriptions, employee handbooks is another area. Making sure
what about policies? What about employee policies?
Employee policies, just what I was going to mention. You know,
see, that's a big deal because mm-hmm. Jan, a lot of times in this litigious society, you know, one of the biggest fears of a small business owner is that they're going to get sued by an employee when they didn't really do anything wrong. The worst thing that they did was they didn't have a specific written policy for something that they had to take action on.
That's right. In fact, most of the time in any subpoena, what they're going to subpoena is an employee handbook, a job description, and a performance review. So those three documents, if you have clear, concise, you know, documents, then you are more defensible. Now, we don't want to keep on perpetuating that the only reason you do these things is to stay out of trouble, but it definitely helps support it when you do get to those points where you've got something going on.
Well, exactly. When a loss, if you are actually sued, or somebody thinks that, you know, that they threaten to sue you, if you've got some documentation that happened before the event happened,
that's right.
Then that's strong ammunition for your attorney. Dana, talk to us about. By the way, first tell us where the product's available.
You can buy the products online at www.hrtools.com.
HRtools.com. What's the price?
The individual components are $199 retail, and the Ultimate Employer Suite, which is a combination of all four of these products, right, is $499.
HR in a box. Do you mind me saying that?
Not at all.
HR in a box. And so, ladies and gentlemen, is there a demo? Are there examples that they can see of what the products offer before they buy?
Actually, there is. They can go to the website, and they can download a free trial, and we give them a full-blown version of the software. It's not a limited version, and they can test it out.
Now you know why, folks. These are the people who I have on the show to talk to you about resources. If you'll notice, they always offer you a free trial. And of course, my audience, Dana, knows how much we like free things around here. So it's HRtools.com. Go download the free product, the free offering. And you can check it out, folks. And you get to do that before you spend your money.
And
those are the kind of... Go ahead, Jen.
I was just going to say, if you do spend your money, we have a 60-day money-back guarantee on these products. And we get very... We get very few of them back, Jim, less than one-half of 1%. And we have...
You know why I like these folks, ladies and gentlemen, because they not only want to help you, they want to make sure you get your money's worth.
Yeah.
And you can't beat that.
Yeah, we find those products.
Dana, what does it take to launch a product like this?
You know what? It takes a great team, first of all. But it takes really a lot of brand equity with Administaff and our HR knowledge,
right,
and taking those technologies to the small businesses. We're not competing with these enterprise-level products that are out there for middle market and enterprise companies. Small business owners can't afford that type of technology, and so this helps them with very detailed point solutions make the best applicable HR functions within their organization.
But small business owners, we're a herd of cats. How do you reach this herd of cats?
I think that's where we leverage Administaff. We're one of the only companies that really have feet on the ground knocking at small businesses' doors.
Yeah.
And we leverage that through that channel as well as online.
Right.
There's a lot of small businesses. There's resources available online. It's information overload almost sometimes,
right,
once you get online. But we have created an online portal that showcases best practices HR and provides these tools so they can actually apply HR.
And that's HRtools.com. Jan, I got about 40 seconds. What are your last thoughts?
Well, you know, I guess my last thoughts are that I just kind of want to hone in again about how important it is to articulate the need and to garner that talent. You know, they say there's going to be a labor shortage, whether or not there is.
There is a labor shortage, Jen.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really important for us to start honing our skills about garnering and attracting and retaining talent and using these kinds of tools that help you make very efficient, very quickly, to get from that blank piece of paper to that job description or their performance review or their employee handbook is really important, whether it's our product.
And folks, anything you can do to make a prospective employee observe you acting more professional with professional resources is going to help them, make them feel more comfortable about you, and maybe you can compete with the big guys that way. Hey, Jen, thanks for being here. Good job today. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Dana, good job. It's good to have you here as well.
Hey, Jim, I appreciate it.
Quick break. Right back with our good friend Joan Pride. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.